Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast. Today we have a special guest with us, Desire. You know,
hello.
You know, how you doing? How you doing? I'm glad you can make it today.
It's nice to be here.
All right, glad you can make it. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump right into it with episode 8 of the 720 Podcast.
Episode 8.
Yep. Two episodes away from episode 10. So y'all boys be ready for that one. And basically, to get it started off, I was thinking to myself the other day, right?
Yep.
So, do you think in order for you to receive head, you have to give it? Or in general, I'm not a stickler for this type of thing, but like, do you think they have to give head in order to receive it?
Personal opinion,
do you think somebody should, like, they absolutely have to?
I mean, I think it should be mandatory.
Like,
we should come into the session.
Like mutual parties.
Like, yeah. Like, this is what I'm gonna do. Cause I mean, I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you're not really like that, you just. But I mean, if you feel like you don't do it right, or you're not really confident in how you do it, then.
I thought that's like the main reason why you're with that person, so you can like get outside of your comfort zone and do different things.
I mean, yeah.
It's an eye for an eye, right?
Yep.
I don't think that
penis for a penis.
I don't think that has to like do it. But not like, cause so I know I've been in relationships where it's like, you know, I would, and then like they'll be like, oh, I don't wanna do that type shit.
What?
I'll be like,
oh, that's not how it goes.
I mean, like I said, I'm not a stickler for it, so I was like, I don't really care. But I know there's people in the world that be like, oh, she ain't sucking dick.
I mean, that's kind of true.
I feel like it should be mutual. You should want to please your partner.
Exactly. So I would do whatever it takes to please my partner.
So, eat ass.
I eat some ass.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I like I said, I do whatever it takes to make sure my woman's happy.
Honestly.
I mean, like, what I was saying is, like, it should be mutual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, by saying it should be mutual type shit, right? What if... Desire, you're a girl.
Yeah.
What if a nigga was like, I ain't eat no coochie?
Then I feel like it wouldn't be fair for the female to be giving the guy.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing right there. But I feel like flesh is flesh.
But does it depend on the occasion, though?
What?
All right, see, that is a big thing right there. Like, all right, so say it's your birthday.
All right.
You can give head on your birthday?
Am I giving?
Are you going to give head on your birthday?
I mean... my day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I was like,
but like, damn, I mean, I might, just because I'm not like, if I'm in a given mood, but like,
I would say birthday schlop, man. Schlop.
That's different. I mean, like, it's like, man, if you want to show, you're supposed to come out the gate like, oh, it's your birthday.
Oh,
put the dick on the table right now. Whip it up. Like,
oh word.
Oh word. On my day, my special day. I'm talking about, you need to wake me up.
Got a candle and stuff right there.
Already lit up. Honestly, man, seen that having roses leading to the bedroom and shit.
It's like dick here,
like insert dick here or some shit like fucking.
Dang, what if you pull some dirty mess though?
What you mean?
Man, I ain't even trying to get into it right now, but.
You got me. I already know you going with that.
Oh
one.
Man.
I'm not on the same page as y'all.
You. I don't even know if you want to touch on that topic today.
Yeah, hey,
maybe,
man, say, man.
Maybe a different segment. that could be the next segment.
Something like, yeah, on my birthday, you're trying to, like, you know, you're trying to do the thing for the G for the one time. Yeah, go ahead and, you know, show me what that mouth working with. Yeah,
that's what, like, I'm saying.
It's just like when it starts to get stuff like that, I feel like that some girls are a little too out with it. Like, they're like, fuck around, let's do this, use some handcuffs type shit. I ain't got no problem with handcuffs. It's just, I'm scared of handcuffs, bro. I'm scared of handcuffs.
Like, I ain't gonna even lie to you on that type of thing. Like, the whole, I mean, I don't mind the whips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You gotta forewarn me.
Yeah, like, let me paint a picture for you. All right, so you sitting in the chair, right? Hmm. Your shorty like, all right, I'm gonna put the handcuffs on you. Like, oh, okay, baby, yeah, go ahead, do your thing then, shorty. All of a sudden, she put on some brass knuckles and start beating her and start tenderizing your meat, bro.
I'm doing that BOD.
And you can't do nothing because you
handcuffs. You just like trying to clinch and everything like that. Uh-huh.
Open them legs up, nigga. Yeah,
you can't do nothing. So like every time when somebody say like something about some handcuffs, it's not a third. I ain't got no problem. Like yeah, but like I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got a question for y'all though.
What's up?
What's your safe word?
Ah, that's kind of hard.
Do you have a safe word?
I don't. But
I chose.
Mine's something like I don't know, something crazy, something like you know. Wouldn't say in the bedroom.
Nachos. Mine's just nachos.
Lettuce.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to say that in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'd be like, syphilis. Ew. That'll make you stop.
I'm asking to make you stop. Fuck, stop. I'm like, ew. I don't need syphilis. Who got syphilis? You? Fuck out my bed, you nasty motherfucker. What you mean, syphilis?
But syphilis isn't that bad. As it used to be.
You could cure syphilis.
You
can also,
cure gonorrhea.
Can you die from
syphilis? You can die from anything if you're not treated.
You can die from a broken ankle. They say you can go blind from having chlamydia, bro.
Yeah.
That's scary.
For having it too long. They say you can go blind without having chlamydia, like untreated for so long.
But you would know if you have chlamydia.
Sometimes people can go for a long time and know they have it.
Dang.
Just like, you know, like how the coronavirus, like you wouldn't even know if you like, if you got it for real.
Oh, same thing, right?
Yeah, no symptoms.
No, it's not the same thing. What the fuck?
But I mean, I'm hoping, I mean, not unless you just don't look at your meat like that, or, like know what's going on in your body. Like, you would know if something's different, something that's going on, something that's usually happening.
If you're a dude, and like, you just don't look at your dick, it's just like, oh, it's just another appendage, you know, it's just like, oh, it's just there. You shouldn't be a dude.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. You gotta go, like, you can't, if you go at least one day without seeing it, I ain't say touching it, doing none of that. If you go a day without seeing it, something's wrong.
Not unless you got a bladder issue.
Yeah, if you just don't pee. Because
I mean,
pee,
what are the
I
symptoms
pee a lot.
Of chlamydia? Itching?
No, it's like, I can't think of it.
Oh, is there different symptoms for the...
Yeah, it's... I mean...
It's so different symptoms for different people. Kind of varies,
yeah,
like,
so
on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the symptoms are the same for, like, all the, like, STDs and stuff like that. But I know chlamydia is, like... It's... I think it's, like, the most common.
Yeah,
definitely.
The most common one.
Freak, because I know some people that had it before.
Wait, this is the most common STD?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was a cold sore.
Herpes. Herpes is up there.
Yeah, herpes is like, I feel like second maybe.
Oh yeah, herpes is like first, I think. No,
I feel like you would catch herpes before you catch the clap.
I know AIDS is more serious though.
Oh yeah,
AIDS,
definitely.
You can die from AIDS.
And HIV, yeah.
I thought AIDS are curable now.
It is curable. I mean, shit, Magic Johnson, he can start fucking people without even like them even getting it.
Magic Johnson, it's in his first name, Magic. That nigga. Oh.
Watch it disappear.
Like, Magic. Really? Voila, nigga, what you mean? you remember freaking, we was in wrestling. We was wrestling 1 year and like basically we was like, fucking like, all right. So say you just walking down the street, right? And nigga with AIDS, like he just like he lick his finger, like, and then flick your lip, like, he just flick your lip.
What you doing? The Kevin Hart shit? No. I swear he said something like that.
He said something like that. But like I'm just saying, like, so like you're like, so put yourself in a situation. So you're walking down the street, right? So you're like, it's a dude with AIDS, right, or some shit like that.
How do we know he has AIDS?
Matter of fact, let's switch it up to more modern times. He has the coronavirus.
Oh man.
Yeah, I died for real.
So you're just walking, you know, you got your headphones in your hands in your pocket, just bopping like, I don't fucking let probably listen to that new Taylor Swift. Oh fucking, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling
that song.
But yeah, just think about it. I mean, you listen to some old Taylor Swift, just bopping your head, like, you know, I'll say you know he has a coronavirus, he knows he has it, right? He fucking licks his fingers and just runs up.
How do we know? Like this, like,
I'm not, he's a sign on his shit.
No,
I got the coronavirus.
He's famous on social media for doing stunts like this. He held up a paper saying he had the coronavirus, his name and all that. Yeah, he's tested positive for the coronavirus and he's went around probably like, I don't know, kissing babies on the lips or some shit. He's already well known in the community for doing stuff like this. So you see this nigga, but it's too late type shit. He comes up there, he runs up his face.
Imagine
like dripping wet.
Imagine the determination on this guy's face trying to get to you, bro. Just like
his phone in one hand, he's recording this, and his hands are just dripping with his spit, and he just flicks your lip.
You feel the different like the temperature texture of the spit in your mouth.
Ah, it's cold. Man. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it was cold. Oh,
Jesus.
I mean, what would you do?
I mean, at that point,
I'd probably be.
I mean, what can you do?
Well, he was dipping, though. He was like.
He's like fast as hell. Just
you got Tyreek Hill speed. I was like, bro, what the hell?
Why this in the fucking human chamber? What the hell going on?
He's just laughing at you, like pointing back at you,
like boot gang type shit. Boot gang, nigga, hold on, I'm getting sick of coronavirus.
I was like, man, what the hell,
bro? I would be hurt. I'm like, for real, dude, this is really how you coming today?
I wouldn't even know, for real.
I was like, dang, man, I knew I should have stayed in my ass in the house.
Like, god damn, I'm thinking this shit.
I mean,
you just chilling. Bob and Taylor Swift walking down the street, and somebody just like, fuck it, I want to do some crazy shit.
So you don't have to go to the hospital if you have the coronavirus, right?
No, they say it's like, best is just stay at the crib and just quarantine.
Yeah, but like, what would they do at the hospital?
Nothing.
Can they do
They
anything?
Only give you treatment if you're like dying.
Like about to die, like yeah, death. Like, on death's door.
Yeah.
So I would have to just go home and stay in my room.
I think anybody would do this. After that, I'll probably go and take a hot shower. Like, I'm talking like steaming hot. Mm-hmm. Just like probably wash my face.
Get a second degree burn or something.
Type shit. Not just like
boiling water.
Boiling water is just like, well, I already got it. So I'm just about to get as clean as I fucking can be and just lay in my room. Wake up tomorrow, you just got like, oh fuck, I feel like shit.
Wait, is it the dry cough or the wet cough?
It's the dry.
Yeah, it's a dry cough.
But it was like, oh my god, like imagine just sitting somewhere hearing somebody cough like that,
bro. Like I said, I was in Walmart and I just heard somebody hacking like.
Nigga, wasn't mama doing that yesterday?
Oh, yeah, she was in the bed tweaking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nah, she was up there. She was out.
Like, it was a lot. I swear it was going on for like good 3 minutes.
He game.
She got that Rona.
So she was coughing upstairs, right? You know, we downstairs. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I hear Lloyd coughing inside the living room. Like, I'm like, oh wow. Man. Yeah, they got it. I'm going to stay my black ass in my room.
Yeah, but didn't you just hug your mom like a couple seconds ago?
Oh, shit.
That's what I already told her. I was like, man, if I got it, everybody got it.
Well, I mean, we're 6 feet, so it don't even matter.
I mean, shit. Yeah, y'all got it. I got it too.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you step foot.
We all got it.
Oh, yeah.
This spraying corona all through the mic. You fucked up.
All our pads and guests and shit.
But since we were on the whole, what would you like, basically, like head, like head, head, head.
Head, forehead.
Yeah, head, forehead.
Head, tails.
Number four. How far would you go for love? Would you get pegged, or would you do the pegging? If you don't know what pegging is,
pegging is when the girl basically is going on top of the guy, like.
Oh yeah, with the strap on.
The strap on, yeah.
Ooh wee.
Do they just sell that like at a sex store?
This is for lesbians, and I guess a girl could just use it on
her own. It's really for lesbians, but like niggas and people in general are fucking weird.
I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's really that weird. I feel like it has to be about boundaries. If the guy wants to and the girl doesn't, or vice versa, then it's not going to work out. But
exactly.
So they both have to do it.
Yeah, it has to be mutual.
Right. What if the guy is just sleeping like one day?
That's rape.
That's rape, yeah.
Okay, first off, why is that man's butthole so big? Like, why is he's like, oh, just wake up out of this
just loose booty hole.
Like,
you know the pajamas that be opening. Like,
oh, you got the crotchless pajamas.
the fucking like what the fuck do niggas be wearing inside of Christmas movies with a little flap at the back? Like with the
button. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A button, this little flaps in my eye. Like, right,
I'll wake up with somebody just spitting my butt cheeks.
I would wake up somebody taking the covers off me. What you mean?
I don't know. See, I can stay asleep for that. But like, once somebody, you know.
I always thought about that, though. So that's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you,
Yeah.
Can you, like, if you're a married couple, you could still.
Yeah, rape that charge?
Rape. No matter how you put it.
Yeah, if she say no.
No. If he says no,
it's both ways. Men can get raped too. Men can get raped too. It's not just women. Dogs can get raped too. If y'all heard that the other episode I said when my dog got raped, animals, anybody can get raped.
Could you prosecute that dog though?
I don't think you could. I mean, in case they had like dog court or some shit. That shit would be cool. Dog court. I'm like, what?
But I feel like everybody's trying to get back off this question. Would you get pegged?
No. Point blank period. No.
No.
What? No. I don't know, man. So you're saying you're, would? You would? I'm saying I would for love. You, like, all right. So not saying I want. Y'all getting the whole thing mixed up. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, babe, would you please peg me? Would you please peg me? But if she brought up the idea and she was like, yeah. Yeah, I'd be open to it. I'd be like, you're like, just please. Like, this has always been one of my fantasies. And I'm all about making happy, man.
Yeah, I feel like you should be open-minded in a relationship.
You should always not be open. See, that's y'all the type of niggas that just want to do missionary the whole time.
But, no, all right.
Eye contact.
So, isn't it, like, all right, isn't there supposed to be, like, a feeling for that, though?
What you talking about?
Like, you're not gonna just do it just to do it, are you?
The guy will get pleasure from it more than
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can?
The G spot for
For male, right?
It's supposed. It's supposedly that's, in your butt.
That's weird.
There's no supposedly.
It's supposedly. It is.
It is.
Apparently,
I ain't experimental with none of that. Y'all were a tweet.
So I told you, man. That's a toxic masculinity, man.
Yeah, toxic masculinity right there.
But the world is so weird nowadays.
It's not weird.
It's not weird.
Niggas been getting pegged for years.
Yeah, they just don't know how to work for it. So you've been getting pegged nowadays?
What?
That what you're saying? You missed the old days.
You missed the old days?
Before you were getting pegged.
They were doing that before?
Oh, yeah. You can peg. Fingers in the booty hole and everything.
There just wasn't a word for it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's just me, though.
I mean, you got it. So what's the farthest you would go for your woman? Like, she was like, look, I want to do this, AJ. Will you please do this for me? Like, do you love me? Do you love me, AJ?
I'm like, yeah, I love you.
So then let me fuck in your ass.
What's the craziest thing that you would do?
The craziest thing I would do?
Fucking a threesome with a dude, bro.
That isn't that crazy though.
That's
like, I feel like that would be nothing.
Dang. So that kind of actually like flows into the next thing.
No, it don't.
Would you want to be in an open relationship?
I do.
No.
Oh shit.
I couldn't be in an open relationship.
So we're talking about like open relationship, as in like your girl can have another man, and you can have another girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, open relationship and a polygamous relationship.
Yeah, we're gonna say polygamous.
Yeah. So polygamous is when y'all are like sharing a spouse.
Yeah.
Like if you and your girlfriend have another girlfriend, that would be polygamous. But open would be more like you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, y'all just fucking anybody. Anyway.
Yeah.
Deaf down with that one. Polygamous may please.
Wait, what? Well, if it's another guy? Yeah.
If it's another guy.
Nah, it's some dude like who's a crate. Shaq's son.
That nigga's still big. That nigga's still big.
First of all, he's gonna be beating a whole bunch of categories, man. I gotta like, I would have to be the nigga getting pegged.
Honestly, what I would do is, if I had to, me and her both have to pick a nigga, it had to be like some simp that like probably take it to the movies, that a wine and diner and shit, and I just have to fuck her.
You said if it was a guy.
If it was a guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was a guy, yeah, I'd take some nigga like
ah. But what if she was like, I want both of y'all at the same time?
Still, you had to be like a wimp nigga.
A wimp, like a little weenie.
So he has to be in the back eating,
like type shit.
He has to do what you don't want to do, pretty much.
Yeah, he gotta get paid.
Ah, man.
Oh, D.
What are you doing?
But I feel like you like
who, me? I'm sitting there.
You was like, damn,
man. I'm in the room playing Madden. What you mean?
You tripping? She was like, no, I want you right here making eye contact with him. Nigga's making full eye contact while he's getting drilled.
I'm on it. I'm like, bro, chill out, bro. Chill out, bro. It is not that deep. He's like, oh, it is.
He's like, Andrew, come spit on this.
Andrew, come spit on it. I mean, amen. Say, man.
Damn, bro. So, I don't think I could be witness to somebody just getting their butt just ran through.
That's why it's made in close. I mean, I'm tired of y'all trying to make me sound like I'm the bad guy. All this direction to point that Jamel's a weirdo. Man, I'm passionate, man. It's for love.
But I understand that. It's just like,
no, y'all not understanding. Y'all like, oh, somebody get pegged right there.
Peep game. If she get a dildo the size of a Henny bottle.
All right, see, now I couldn't do that now. Like, it's got to be barriers right now.
It has to be a compromise, too.
Yeah, it does. It was a size compromise. But you can't have a girl that wants to have the biggest dick ever.
I don't think
I'm made to take 10 inches.
I feel like girls will try to OD. Like, oh, I'm gonna get this 13 inch.
I'm like, Python, what are you trying to ruin me?
It's like, what the fuck.
I ain't gonna be able to move. I was like, ain't nobody gonna be satisfied with that one, bro.
Like, I thought we was just fucking around. I thought this is like a one time thing. You planning on ruining me for life? Like, you gotta put a cork shield on my butthole or some shit.
Just keep everything falling out.
Like, all my intestines and fluids keep falling out and shit.
I'm coughing too hard.
I'm leaking around the house and shit.
Leaking?
It's like, damn it. Babe, put your fucking diaper on. You did this to me.
Fuck you, weak. So it's yes to the open relationship. Being a polygamist, basically.
Polygamist? No, it's a no for me.
It's a no for you? Why is that?
I wouldn't be able to. I feel like you can't really build a strong bond if it's more than two people.
I was about to say the same thing. It's like a yes and a no for me. It's like
I feel like it all depends. If you got a strong bond with those two people beforehand, like you were all of a sudden you brought your best friend into it. And he's like, all right, well, I'm pretty damn nigga.
Oh, so it's like, we like.
No, I mean, just, like that's just a stipulation. Like, yeah, basically, y'all, because, I mean, I wonder how the guy that has like five wives is doing this.
But I feel like the point of a relationship is to be able to get all that you need out of one person. I feel like if you need more than one girlfriend or boyfriend, then that one boyfriend or girlfriend can't satisfy you in the way that you need to.
That is true.
People out there listening, do not get me wrong. I'm not saying like...
Me either. I was like, it's not like that. I'm actually against it. I was like, I'm more, you know... It is easy to bond with one person in the world.
If I was I'm 18 and shit now. Like, if I was younger and like when I was hoeing and shit, oh yeah, of course I do a polygamous ogre and all that shit. But like right now, I'm macking out. Because I'm kind of slight. When it comes down to like, if I really like you and I fuck with you heavy, I'm selfish.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. That's how it should be.
Exactly. You don't want to share your partner.
That shit kind of corny. But if you are living that bachelor lifestyle, you're standing there and you want to live life on the edge, I suggest getting pegged and, you know, having a polygamous open relationship because, y'all keep that.
What
shit.
Does being pegged have to do with any of this?
Because open. Why is that putting in? Peep game. I'm not even going.
You shouldn't, because of what?
Yeah, that is.
You think Johnny Sins likes to get pegged? Or he would?
I feel like he would. Whatever his wife's name
Johnny
is.
Johnny Sins a G. Hell no, he not doing that.
Who?
I don't even know about that, man. Anybody that likes to play dress up. Before a scene, might like to get paid.
Oh no, that's, I ain't that boy kind
of. Hey man, say man.
He be dressed up as cops and shit.
He do.
Who we talking about?
You don't know who Johnny Sins is? Probably one of the best male porn stars out here.
Wasn't he one of the ones that was supposed to go to in space?
Yeah.
And do the first like porno in space.
Yeah. Johnny Sins like that.
Like an actual outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga dick would have froze.
Nigga what?
Would have flew off.
Out in space.
He's gonna be in a shuttle.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Oh,
zero gravity.
Well, y'all thought he was just gonna
like on the moon.
On the moon.
They can fake that here. They got things here.
Yeah, they can fake that shit here.
Yeah.
The moon landing was. Well, I don't feel like the moon landing wasn't fake.
I mean, conspiracy theory. Except that shit was fake too.
Conspiracy.
I don't think so, man. Why would they have to lie about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, it's a fucking money.
It was kind of propaganda, though. They wanted to seem like they were more advanced.
Yeah, that is true. So I feel like we did actually get to it, but we probably didn't get to it right then.
Not at the same time that we said that. Yeah, nah.
Because, fucking, they said the Russians got up there.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, nigga, what the fuck, the American flag? And these niggas cap. These niggas cap, and these niggas ain't touch the moon. What
wrong? Open up, Stan Beyond.
These niggas capping, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh fuck!
What's some advice that you've given that you kind of regret giving?
I've given some bad advice before.
I can't think of any bad advice, but I know that I'm bad at taking my own advice. Like that, I give people good advice and then I don't take it myself.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people.
It's
like
so
that.
Easy to do that.
I'd be like, I'd be thinking to myself when I'm talking to people, shit. I'd be like, damn, I'm kind of good at this shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's hard to actually do it yourself.
I go around and do the total opposite.
Exact opposite.
Like, bro, I don't think you should let that girl suck your dick. You see what I'm saying? Not get hair from it. Yeah, that shit crazy. I'm like, damn, bro. Nah, bro, don't even do it, bro. She not even worth it. Damn, bro, you right.
Yeah, you right, bro. Like, she ain't loyal, man.
She ain't even loyal. Next thing you know.
Yeah, so you know, bro. You're in a whole train.
A whole train.
On her.
I'm like, yeah,
with the guy.
With the guy. I'm like,
look at the Spider-Man.
Is he doing the Spider-Man? That was that Spider-Man. Like, I thought we just had a conversation about this shit. But, I told some bad advice to. That shit was terrible. It was like relationship advice. I know that for a fact. He was like, bro. I don't think he was. I want to snoop on this girl because I think she's cheating on me type shit. But I don't know if I should like snoop on her type shit. I was like, bro. What's making you think she cheating on me type shit? He was like, all right. So when we texting, she be taking this long to text back, that long to text back, blah 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 blah. So I was like, you know what? All right, here's what I'm gonna do. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna text her and see what she do type shit. So I text her, you know, she responded, hey, I'm like, so what's up with you type shit? You know, I'll shoot right to the point. So what's up? She trying to fuck what? She was like, whoa, type shit. She got offended at first. I was like, nah, I'm just playing. So I had to play it smooth. I was like, nah, I'm just playing.
Wait, you dead ass? Like, you trying to fuck?
Yeah. Or you were just testing
him? Yeah, I was just testing. Oh. I was just testing. So I was like, I was like, nah, I'm just playing. I was like, what's your name? Type shit. So I was trying to get to know her. She gave me a lot of information. I was like, you got a boyfriend? She was like, nah. I was like, damn.
Sad B, man.
Told, bro. Sad B. I was like, damn, bro. You're not, bro. She ain't need a lawyer for it. He was like, bro, that's crazy. I'm gonna text her right now.
Nigga, I thought you about to hit the whole like 360. I thought you'd be like, yeah, oh, but actually I was a nigga that she was texting and stuff.
Oh no, that shit preoccupied.
That should have been. That's crazy. How I be though, man. Like
I did smack though.
Nowadays.
I smacked like after they broke up.
After the fact?
I mean, he wasn't like a bro. He was like,
what is this, a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. he was like some old shit. He was kind of goofy, for real. He just like was my associate.
That's a lot of goofies.
He was on some fuckboy shit, so I was like, man, look, bro, he ain't no personal feelings, but look, that's how I be, for real. She was throwing it at me, so I caught it like I'm Odell in this bitch.
That's how I be.
Michael Thomas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No drops.
Michael Thomas.
You got any bad advice you giving Pablo?
No. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I give good advice, but I don't take it either.
Yeah, that's how it be. I can't think about the worst thing. I mean, I usually give bedroom advice. Mm. Like, but a lot of stuff isn't meant for everybody.
Yeah, you can't really give good advice to everybody. Yeah, because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm. Like, can't tell somebody to really suck toes if their girlfriend ain't got pretty feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Do girls like to get their toes sucked?
I can't speak from personal experience, but I don't know. I don't really see how they would get pleasure from that. You don't have...
Some people just like
that's
feet.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, some guys do just like feet. I guess the guy would get like more feet. Pleasure than the girl would get pleasure.
I've seen girls moan that, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no way.
Oh, baby.
There's no way.
Suck my toes.
What about the other way around, though? Do guys like to get their toes sucked?
Guys more like to get like we like the small stuff.
I think AJ
stuff.
Said something about that. That he liked
AJ,
it.
Like
yeah. It? Oh yeah. Like I like to get my neck kissed.
Oh yeah, nah.
Neck kissing is OD. Like I'm telling you.
Nah, I don't like that shit.
You don't what? Why you like to get your neck kissed?
Bro, that shit feel weird.
Stop it, tickle.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro,
I feel like you think you're gonna moan or something.
I'll be damned, nigga. I'm like, get out. You know, I don't even want you here no more. Get out.
You do, like, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Start blushing and shit. Get out.
Get out, bro.
She leave. I start punching the air.
Man, fuck,
bro. Damn it. My fucking secrets out.
This always happens.
This shit always happens.
Tells everybody.
Damn it, AJ. So, damn it.
This nigga AJ like to get his neck kissed.
Why would you say that? I wrote on my Snapchat. Whatever she said, she's lying. I never did that. I never moaned in her ear.
Dang, that really gets to the. I just really feel like men shouldn't moan like that, though.
Why?
Because.
That shit's kind of feminine.
Like, you don't want me to. I don't.
So you want to get pegged, but you don't think that guys should moan?
You want to.
Everybody keeps bringing up the pegging thing. Y'all getting the wrong misconception about it. Those who are listening don't get the wrong misconception about it. I don't walk around saying put a strap on.
I dropped
it.
My headphones.
Oh, my God. No, but I just feel like it's kind of weird. Like, you don't want to be... Would you want... All right. Just your boyfriend right there. Mm-hmm. Hidden missionary. Just as much as you are going.
I mean, I can't speak for personal experience, but I think that it would encourage the girl. Because if a girl's moaning, it tells you that she likes what's happening. So it encourages you and kind of confirms that you're doing a good job.
So girls want to hear moaning, too.
I feel like they would want to, because it kind of confirms that they're doing a good job. If he's just sitting there quiet, you're like,
oh, I mean, it's not dumb quiet. Like, I'm out here, like, you know, smacking ass a little bit.
I mean, but do you feel like it's feminine for a guy to be moaning?
Just a little bit.
Yes, it just kind of confirms that he likes what's happening.
I've seen some shit niggas moaning for. You seen, like, niggas being bitches' ears. Fucking crazy.
Oh, God.
I'm so close, baby. I'm so close. I love the way you do that. Yeah, move your hips like that.
And then people like dirty talk, too. That's kind of...
I'm just a terrible... I just feel like I'll be a terrible dirty talk, man. spit in my ass. Like, what? You're like, huh? What are you talking? What? What's going on?
Give me the old fashioned reach around.
Yeah. I feel like I'll be
two hand sucking stroke.
Nah, I've always been good at that. We discussed that a lot.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
dirty
yeah.
talk.
Yeah, but not moaning and
it's
shit.
Not a bad. I'm not a good. I just feel like I'm not gonna be good at it. I was thinking about trying it, but it's just.
Wait, dirty
know.
Talk or moaning?
Dirty talk. Oh no, definitely not moaning. You'll never catch
you'll
me.
Never moaning. Catch me moaning inside the bedroom. That shit kind of weird.
Like I don't know. You would never. I hit it with a ooh. Like a, oh, oh damn.
I feel like that's kind of toxic masculinity, though.
All right,
I think it's
now.
Too feminine to be moaning.
It's not too feminine, but it just, you know, it's not my pit.
It's not, it's not, it's this not debate my, right now.
It's we, not my cup of Kool-Aid.
Talking about toxic masculinity?
It's not my cup of Kool-Aid, dig what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
I mean, I know more girls that like guys moaning than girls that don't like guys moaning.
Usually, I just let the girl do the talking.
Some girls be quiet nowadays.
Yeah, no see that dude like, that kind of would have you like damn. Nah, I get what you say. Like,
see,
that,
if a
like,
girl was just laying there like straight faced, like nothing, you're just
lifeless,
like,
flipping around.
Yeah, like
bro,
you would feel a certain way.
Bro, no cap. I've been, bro. I shit you not. I shit you not. I'm about to tell y'all a story. So peep game. I ain't even finna put no names out there. I had this one shorty right, took her virginity and all that. You know how that go. So man, So I'm hitting it right. I shit you not. She just sitting there like
she's just flipping around like,
she,
a, like
oh
a fish.
God, like a fish. She just
flip flopping around and shit.
Flopping
like,
around. I'm like, bro, I can't even look at your face no more.
Sometimes you just flip around. Just
I try to hit it from the back, bro. I can eat a bowl of cereal off her back, bro. It was like a table.
Stiff back.
Stiff as hell. I was like, bro, I'm not even finna finish, bro. I was like, bro, I'm done.
So you can't be afraid to put that arch in it. You can't be afraid to put that arch in it.
She ain't. I'm surprised. I hope I was her only task.
So if you're getting pegged, are you gonna arch your back?
Damn, she keep bringing that shit.
I stay trying to get me to expose myself. On that, I mean,
I feel like
this.
I think. Nah, I ain't finna get into that shit.
Is that too feminine?
I arch my back now. But I mean, that's the same thing. Would you, if you get your buddy, would you arch your back?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Nah, I wouldn't arch my back. I'd be like, just flip me, just flip me over.
I want to feel like over. if it has.
Wait. So you get your buddy.
I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't know.
All right, now see, you can't be talking about me getting pegged if you trying to get your butt.
I'm saying, I'm like, I probably like.
So she offered. She like
peeking.
All right,
it had to be like it'd be awesome, off guard like type shit. Like she sucking my dick, you know. All of a sudden she just like she trying to get down there. I'm like, ah, like type shit. I'm like, what are you doing?
You're not gonna flinch. You like that? Just start getting ahead, buddy.
I lift my legs and wrap my
legs
head
up.
And she like, so you ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere. You gotta get in there. Oh.
And then you would moan?
Then you would moan.
I'd be fucking damn. The funny thing is, it'd be like, man, look, I don't know why we keep getting up. Man, it's just like, I seen a lot of like porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it'd be the main dudes getting their ass hit, it'd be the black dudes, bro. No cap.
Dude, because niggas be liking their butt, man.
Niggas, bro, that's why I feel like niggas really like getting their ass hit. I'm like,
You got booty hole confidence, man. It's a such thing as booty hole confidence.
Oh, I ain't got that, bucko.
That's what I'm saying. Like you gotta make sure you take care of your booty hole.
It's just like, it's clean, yeah. It's nice.
That's what niggas saying. But I mean, you shouldn't have to worry about it then.
Bro, I'm
you like, feel like you feel like if a girl stick her finger up there, and something
that's,
come out
that's
brown.
Different. I'm talking about
you gotta like, have booty hole confidence.
The surface is like strict clean. I'm like inside. I mean, like I feel like everybody inside is like.
Not everybody.
You're supposed to use the woods call. But I mean. You gotta also, you can't just hop into that stuff, man. You gotta prepare.
Yeah, you really.
You gotta do the little rinse first, man, before you do all that. Like inside rinse,
yeah.
A cleanse.
Not just outside.
Cause like you can be in there and just feel everything.
Yeah.
All of it, squishing around.
Ew. That shit's nasty.
I feel like whether you're getting pegged or not, you should still.
Yeah, you should always take care.
Hygienic.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially straight guys, they don't think.
Straight guys don't think about booty hole stuff, and all of a sudden. You got a freaky girl to put a finger up your butt, and he comes out brown, and you the whole laughing stock of
whoa,
everything.
Whoa! I would be damned if I'm laughing. So I'm like, first off, peep games.
No, you can't. You can't justify. You can't.
I can justify.
No,
myself.
You cannot justify a dirty booty
myself.
Hole.
Peep game. Why the fuck is she doing it? We didn't discuss
maybe she
this.
Want to. I mean, that's not something you discuss, but you got to be prepared for. You got to think three steps ahead.
Never. I'm kicking her out.
You never just been in a moment.
No.
What?
Like, what do you
the
mean
moment
in
doing
the moment?
Something?
I mean,
oh,
yeah.
You in a moment. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to do backflips. Like, nobody prepares for that. You're like, no, I'm feeling it right now. I can do
happens. you have no choice but to be prepared.
All of a sudden, you right there. All of a sudden, fingers brown, and she's like,
"But you can't, you can't come back from that, right?
Yeah,
you can't come back from a dirty bullet hole.
You can't come back from that.
What you mean you can't?
There's no reason to have.
People aren't gonna mess with you just because they were, oh, that nigga booty hole dirty.
Don't like, what if it was on like Facebook already?
Oh yeah, she posted her finger and everything. She took a picture like mid thing.
Like you're in the back in the bed, just like
y'all sprawled out. Just all sprawled out, and she takes a picture. You like you right there sprawled out with the
like
dirty.
You're the background of the finger. Like
it's like you just blurred out in the back a little bit, but you can clearly see that she was saying you. All it looks worn out as hell, and all of a sudden she got a clear high definition picture, a booty flex on her finger. Man, it's nasty, but that's how it be.
Yeah, you can't come back from that. There's no way.
Take care of your booty hole.
Niggas is nasty.
That's about to be the motto all 2020.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
And Rona.
And Rona. Miss Rona.
In all honest opinion, what type of parent do you think you'll be? Because you can't really justify it until you actually have kids.
Yeah, that's true. You can't really prepare for that because you don't know how your kid's going to be.
But I think I was thinking about the same thing. Uh-huh. Like it kind of there's a big part of it on the kid too.
Yeah, you can.
But I feel like it's an even bigger part on the parent.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more society.
It's a mixture of all.
Yeah, a mixture of everything. It's kind of hard to get a well balanced kid.
It's the
with everything. Like you ain't gotta worry about too much stuff like that. Like I'm kind of scared to have a daughter though.
I mean, what
you got?
Like what about the church kids and everything like that never got to usually those are, anything.
Yeah,
those
look,
are look at society,
those are ones that rebel, but you gotta give a little bit of everything. Like you gotta be strict but also be able to be a friend when you need to be there, and also show them that you know you're there for them.
I mean some go like 20-25 years without like experiencing like,
yeah then they, that's when you crack, that's when you start doing crack.
Yeah. Damn. I mean I feel like you should raise your children the way that you wanted to be raised. Even if you had a parent that you were close with, but you couldn't tell them everything, you'd be able to have that mixture.
Like what parents have to realize is, like, yeah, you can raise your kid anyway, straight, mm-hmm. lenient, in the middle, all that. Like, it don't matter. Like, yeah, what you do, what you teach them, yeah, it's gonna stick to them forever. Like, of course, like thank you, yes sir, no sir, and shit like that, like manners and shit like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. when you teach them stuff like that, it's gonna stick, but. How they act and their personality, you can't give them that.
Yeah.
It's the society that they're brought up around. Like you said, this is society and who they hang out with or what they see online, this and the third. Because, like, basically, that's how it is nowadays. Like, people like to mimic stuff, like, especially like TikTokers and shit. Girls like to mimic, or niggas like to mimic this or that and third. Because I know a lot of dudes like to act like young boy.
Yeah.
Or like somebody like that. People just like to act. They want to.
It's crazy. They won't even have that type of background or anything.
Uh-uh.
And just be like, oh, I'm going to act like that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I know somebody. I know one person that came from a good family.
Oop.
They own businesses and everything like that. But yet they want to, like, basically pursue the street thing. Like they're the street nigga. And that's not how it is.
It's a lot of dudes like that. That's like now, especially nowadays, like, oh. Two parents in a house, both like that's your mom, that's your legit mom, that's your legit dad, living in the same house, fucking
$500,000
house.
Fucking you got this, that you can get it whenever you want, this and the third.
Like, best
if
cars.
Best cars, you ain't got to grind for nothing. You know, you ain't got to worry about not eating, lights on, lights off, shit like that. If you ain't, like, if
and
you ain't
then
got
you
those
choose
grades,
not to go to school, you choose to sell drugs.
You choose to sell drugs. That's a choice for you. You have a good education. You have people in your family with good education, but you want to.
That's what I'm thinking. Like I kind of feel mad. Like I feel like kind of mad like that. I be seeing 16 niggas out here flipping packs,
and there's no fucking
there's no reason.
Sometimes them 16 niggas just really
just really can't be fucking, you know, not really athletic. But that's not gonna make me like, cause you know how respected somebody that's like taller is.
Yeah.
Like imagine just being like that, just out that shit thing. People gonna be like, alright, well, I'm gonna fuck with you just because of that. And yeah. I'm gonna lead you into the right direction of what you need to be at.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Just because you're tall.
Yeah, I mean, it is, man. That's
like
how it happens.
Physical physique. It's just like
shorter people. We gotta work for ours, man.
I ain't that short.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, bro. Because people be on Twitter dissing, bro. I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
I'm getting tired of it. Oh, you 5'10"? All right. God. You're in a chance.
But why is
6'8" and under? Those are the niggas that be beating you. I'm trying to tell you. I. 6 foot
like,
beat
that's
people.
Why Shaq's son would be in that open relationship with you.
Six hand look, bro. I don't give a fuck how big, how small you is, bro. A bullet work the same way.
So you want me? You want me to dunk on it real quick?
Want me dunk on it? Oh man, he messed up. It's like, y'all got to play a 1-on-1 game for my heart. It's like, nigga, all right, but you can have it, man.
You can have it. You can have it. What you mean? This nigga's fucking LeBron. You mean talk about some basketball?
Putting nuts all in your face.
Oh god, nigga, like he get ready. He got the like tights on and shit. Oh, compression pants, slapping his thighs. Just like, all right, ready. All right, ball up, your ball. Fucking
deep. Did you ball first? I just try to shoot a 3. Fuck
oh god,
it.
I'm like,
I'd be far as hell.
Man, cause that paint not working. I'm like, I ain't getting
check that shit up. I'm just throwing that shit up, praying.
Oh god, he probably gonna try to check up fast. I'm like, man, I'm gonna punch that nigga in the chest. I'm gonna foul like a motherfucker. He's gonna try to go push
that nigga in the shin.
Fuck around, hit that nigga in the leg, make him do a flip in the air, land on his neck.
But does it feel weird when like females say that their height is like the same as yours, like
and don't even be that size,
like a 5'10 girl?
That's scary though.
5'10. Nah, girls be say they 5'10, be like 5'5.
That's what I'm saying. They be a little capping. I don't know what doctor they went to.
I feel like girls just carry their weight different. Like a girl that's 5'8 is tall, but yeah, a guy that's 5'8 is just considered average or even short.
Sucks, man.
That's different.
It sucks the kind of world we in.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like as long as you're taller than the girl, it doesn't really matter. If she's 5 feet and you're 5'5, you're tall to her.
Exactly.
That's pretty much
what. What if she's taller though?
Yeah, what if she's taller?
I mean, I feel like guys are the only ones that care when they're shorter than a girl.
So if somebody's tall, girl, look at
him. Yeah.
I swear.
Remember that time that I think it was me and AJ, we went to the mall and we saw like a girls college basketball team.
That was me and you.
Oh.
Yeah, it was definitely y'all.
It was at University of Miami.
Something like that. They were tall.
They were tall as hell. Like, man, I've never seen girls that tall.
And they were kind of bad, too.
Oop.
Hey, man. Say, man. All right, I'm telling you, it's some badass, tall-ass girls out there, especially, like, who's a tall, bad girl?
Megan Thee Stallion.
That's
tall.
A woman.
6'3".
You know who else?
6'3" heels. Oh, that scared the hell out of me, bro.
But you know who else big, bro?
Who?
Lizzo. Bro.
Lizzo
big as hell.
Lizzo big as hell.
How tall is she? I swear she's like.
Although, she's pretty tall and she's big as fuck.
Yeah, she 5'10".
5'10".
That's 5'10".
Tall. Especially she wearing heels. Bro.
Yeah, that's at least 6'2".
Yeah. How tall is Meg?
That's a Miami Dolphins.
Hold on,
Lizzo is huge.
Let me look up. Yeah, let me look up her height. I mean, her weight. She like 175 pounds.
Who?
Does that Megan sound about right? No.
Lizzo.
What the fuck?
Mike.
Lizzo's 175 pounds.
There's no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Lizzo's 175 pounds, everybody.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. But nah, it don't even say it. Like, it
her, I swear it had something.
Nah, her weight.
It's the FBI. Like, what?
But it doesn't say anything about it. Sorry. So it says Michael, best known for. Her what the hell? Freaking no. This is nothing.
Maybe she got it all wiped out,
maybe
man.
We have it offline.
There is nothing here. How much is Wizzle? Okay.
Actually,
Agent
Caller.
Oh,
308.
308.
Wait, how do you get 175?
No, this is some this is some white girl.
She's 308.
Oh. Yeah, this is some white girl from CNN.
308 pounds.
Oh, Lizzo is 308 pounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
wait, Meg Thee Stallion is 5'10".
Yeah.
I don't think she's that.
But I mean, I've seen pictures of her like standing beside
standing next to like
man.
She was standing
yeah.
beside the baby. It had that nigga looking like me.
Yeah, like a little troll or
it's
something.
It's funny cuz you know they got like relevant things to that.
Which mm-hmm.
Jeezy's one of them.
Jeezy? Yeah, cuz Megan Thee Stallion and Jeezy were like a thing.
They like, weren't really
she
thing.
She said
they weren't really
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, she said nah.
I don't know what that was.
Iggy Azalea's 5'10" too.
There's some tall females out here.
Yeah.
Iggy Azalea?
Mm-hmm.
How tall is she?
5'10".
So her and Megan are the same.
I don't know. I'm talking about fuck 5'10". I'm talking about 6 foot slow.
Look up a center in the WNBA.
Kendall Jenner is pretty tall too.
Who is?
Kendall Jenner. Cause she models.
Yeah, she looks tall.
But I think she's like around 5'10" too. I don't think she's like crazy tall.
I guess that's the average height for like tall
yeah,
females.
Yeah, for tall females it's like 5'10".
God damn, who the fuck is this? Is this... Fouls?
Yeah, those centers look crazy.
6'5". Jesus Christ.
6'5"?
6'5".
Oof. Candace Parker. Ooh, she look kind of... Oh, never mind. 6'4". Jesus Christ. Okay.
Jesus.
Brittany.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner is 5'10", too.
Damn.
I don't think that's really, like, insanely
Damn, who the fuck is this? Yo, Brittany,
Griner, yeah.
Yeah, Griner, that bitch is 6'8".
Sheesh.
Tina Charles.
I thought you said Tina Trump. I was like, huh? Where?
Yo, they got some fake ass, never mind.
Hey, what's Caitlyn Jenner up to?
Ryan Jackson, 6'5".
70 years old.
Jesus Christ!
Caitlyn Jenner is 70 years old?
Jeez. October 28th, 1949.
We got like so off track. We were supposed to be talking about
what were we talking about?
Oh, we was talking about fucking
raising
kids.
Our children.
Raising children.
Oh yeah. How do we?
I don't even know.
Why do we always do this?
Yeah, we do it a whole bunch.
All right. Fucking. But yeah, not like I was saying. It's about the society, really. So like, yeah, the parents.
Cause I mean, you can do everything you could possibly do to raise your child right.
Yep.
And you let the wrong influences. Their friends will influence them more than like you. Ever
oh yeah, yeah. Trust
but
me.
The internet too, though. Nowadays, yeah, internet too. Like especially. The next generation is gonna be so like influenced by the internet.
Like the Tide Pods.
Oh. Yeah, like TikTok. Y'all see like that?
But you know, TikTok. Girls is putting ice cubes in their vagina.
How do you know about that?
I don't know about this.
OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans?
It's on TikTok. It's everywhere.
Oh,
it's like
what?
It's a new trend on TikTok. Yeah. Can't you see this?
Oh, it's like the
it's a new.
It's
trend.
Like they were just recording their reaction. Or
they were recording the reaction. They were telling girls to try this. They was like, all right, girls, y'all should go do this type shit. They're putting ice cubes in their vagina.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've seen that, but it's like a meme thing. Though.
No, it's everywhere on TikTok. You go to TikTok right now.
Yeah, but
ice
like
cubes.
It's a joke.
If they're actually, yeah.
Hey,
bro,
girls are actually doing it, though.
Girls are actually doing this shit.
See, that's why I told you. That's why I don't mess with TikTok.
Yeah, I don't get on there.
Exactly.
I get on Twitter and see some funny TikToks, but I can't actually.
Yeah,
get
when they repost TikToks like on like Snapchat or Instagram, they're usually funny there.
Yeah,
but, like,
the funny ones.
TikTok,
yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna cap with you. The ones I've seen on Twitter, I love Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter's the shit.
They got some corny shit on TikTok, man.
Yeah.
I got sidetracked.
I told you there ain't supposed to be no phones in this.
Somebody text me. It was important as our brother.
D&D. But anyway, yep, it definitely is society. But
and the internet.
Dang.
What society?
You was getting something real deep, but I feel like AJ interrupted you.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said.
Oh man.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I made sure he was done talking before I started. Right.
Was I
don't think so, yeah.
Right, this is kind of like a weird question, but I mean, I feel like everybody should admit to it because, I mean, it happened. Shit happens, literally. But when's the last time you actually had an accident on yourself?
Like taking a shit on yourself?
Like, not
peeing yourself.
Yeah, pee yourself.
Or something like
whatever.
That.
I feel like it's easier to pee on yourself than it is to take a shit. Like,
not like a full on, but you can pinch one off when you be like, oh, man.
I think you have to be in control of your body.
Yeah, most definitely.
You have to be out of control of your body to shit on yourself. I feel like peeing is like, yeah, you can't hold it anymore. But shitting on yourself?
Like, we're talking like full shit.
Like, even a little bit, I feel like I can hold it for however long.
Like what if it was like out of nowhere type shit? It's like you didn't even have to poop or nothing. You just like, I gotta fart
too hard. Like, the squeeze too hard.
Yeah, you fart too hard and just
pinch one off.
Yeah, pinch one off. That shit.
I don't know the last time that ever happened to me.
What? So what if, like, I took you in the Las Vegas Strip, pointed a gun to your head, drink these 2 gallons of milk, and just walk it off?
Oh, dude, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm going to fucking...
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to...
2 gallons of milk, yeah.
2 gallons of milk,
it's
I'm
over.
Done.
It's over.
You give me 30 seconds, it's probably...
But do you think you could hold it?
No.
Yeah, there's no way.
I would shit my pants.
What's the longest you think you could hold it?
That's 2 whole gallons of milk.
Two whole gallons of milk. First of all, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody
mid drinking.
Anybody's going to throw up off of that. But
can you drink 2 gallons of milk?
No. I feel like you would throw up.
No. All right. Just a gallon or half a gallon.
Even half a gallon.
It's still a lot.
2 gallons, really. Like, I'll probably be good done for like at least a week, man.
I'll drink half a gallon.
That thing just rests. And it's going to take for the whole thing to run through me.
And it just runs.
It's literally just going to run through me, man.
I'm dead.
Ew.
Yeah, like, it'll take me like 3 minutes.
It's like Niagara Falls.
Mm. I need you.
Like, especially if I'm walking around with like, if you made me run, oh man.
Just start jogging. So you can feel the shaking. Oh man.
So nobody's actually had an accident?
Not since I was a baby. I don't remember ever.
Everybody, I swear, usually you try to blank it out.
I mean, peeing, like a little bit of pee came out, definitely. But shit.
When the last time in that pee?
maybe when I was working out and I really had to pee and it just kind of slipped out.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Like, oh, maybe. Man. Oh,
that's
my bad.
That's a maybe. But, like, actually shitting, even, like, farting and some shit comes out, that's, no, that's never happened to me. I mean, I can't
maybe it's a guy. Maybe it's a guy.
Maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it's a guy thing.
Do you remember that one time when we were going to Buffalo Wild Wings? Do you remember that?
You talking about we had to pee?
He had to pee OD.
For the
Super Bowl. Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro, I was holding it for like 15 minutes, and you were like, bruh. Like, I was going to pull over a long time ago to pee, and we just kept going and kept going and kept going. I swear we were like... We like 8 minutes left. I could not.
He's like, man, fuck it. He's like, I'm coming up right now.
I left my car parked like just in the middle of the street
and just ran.
I think someone saw me too.
Somebody did see you. It was like somebody throwing out trash. It was like, what the fuck? And dude, that was the longest pee I've ever seen in my entire life. When I mean you were peeing for like 2 minutes, bro, it was 2 minutes. I don't understand how somebody got that much fluid.
He was peeing for a minute. That boy parked the car. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, I gotta pee. Just dip. Like, I ain't need, man. You dip, dip.
I was like, what the fuck going on? They're gone.
That's like, you thought somebody was talking shit or something like that. Like, fuck nigga, it, bro. I gotta handle this shit.
Nigga, what?
Hey, pull the shit over.
Like, I swear, I just left my car, like, in the middle of the street.
What the hell?
That nigga had to pee.
He had to pee pee. I even had the type of, like, it was just like, you ever just had dreams about peeing and stuff like that? You wake up and you think you peed on yourself?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. I can hold my pee for a long time if I'm asleep and I just don't want to get up.
I think I could do that too.
Like all night, I'm pretty sure I could.
Like I wake right up. Like I'd be peeing in a dream and I'd wake up and I'm like, damn, I think I peed on myself.
Yeah, probably like that day I was probably holding it for like an hour already.
Sheesh.
Fucking y'all ever like been with your friends and like as like stupid ass joke, y'all like laughing for like almost fucking 30 minutes straight. Y'all laughing so hard you pee a little bit, bro.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that's
a little bit, yeah.
Shit, like, just, it's like just a little tinkle. Squirt. It's like,
yeah. Oh, like, oh man, a little squirt comes out.
Cause I'd be laughing hard as fuck.
All right, so I think I do remember the last time I accidentally boo booed on myself, and it was in high school. But like, you ever just been like running and try to get somewhere? Because it was like the time frame they would give you to try to get to a class was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, It was three. I would be late. I was running to G Wing, tripped, and I felt right on my stomach. Like, I boo booed on myself, man.
Are you serious?
It wasn't OD, like a whole turd didn't come out or nothing like that. But I pinched one off and I was like, bro, I gotta go. And man,
Could you imagine like a whole turd just fall out your butt?
Whole log. Like, what if I was wearing shorts? It just flipped like through the shorts. Niggas were walking behind me, just like ew. But yeah, like it was just all mushy and stuff like that. I was like, man, I had to go to the bathroom, clean myself off real good. Man, I threw those drawers away, bro.
Did you go to school? Did you still go to class?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had to talk to the teacher because I feel like being honest is the most like the best thing you could do. There's no reason to lie about it.
You told the teacher.
Yeah, I was like, hey. He was like, why are you late, Jamal? I was like, bro, let me just.
This was Mr. Tracy.
Thinking I'm supposed to be a mentioned in name. But yeah,
he was still late.
No, me and Mr. Tracy was cool. That's the bro right there, man.
I fucking hate him, bro.
Well, it's Mr. Tracy that nigga right there.
I loved his class, but he's just such a douchebag, bro.
What? Absolutely. What if he's listening to this right now?
Yeah,
bro, fuck you, Mr. Tracy.
Whoa. Bitch. Oh. I love you, Mr. Tracy. I ain't got no disrespect to him, man.
Tell Connor I said, hey. Whoa, chill.
I ain't never know you for real.
Nah, that's
we
not
had a conversation once, though.
But yeah, I took him to the side. I was like, right, Mr. Tracy, come here real quick. I was like, man, I was trying to get to your class and stuff on time. I was right there, but I tripped. He was like, oh, you tripped? I was like, yeah, I tripped. And I fell on my stomach. And I kind of had an accident. And like, just to prove him, like, I showed him. I was like, bro, I ain't got no underwear on. Like, bro, I had to throw him away in the trash can. He was like, oh, I'm sorry, Jamel. He was like, yeah, it's all good, man. He was like, yeah, just go take your seat. And I was like, all right. I was like, can you keep this between me and you? He was like, yeah. Fuck, you told some teachers.
That nigga told some teachers. Definitely. Some teachers. Definitely. Man, y'all ain't gonna,
you know, the nigga Jamel right there. You know, the nigga that wrestled and played football? that dirty booty nigga shit on himself. Booty nigga. That nigga is a dirty booty bitch. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, come on, Mr. Tracy, bro.
Did you ever wonder what the teachers used to say, man. I feel like a lot of them used to talk shit.
I was in some of the conversations. I used to like,
AJ, that fuck ass nigga.
No, I was like, we were talking about like other students. I ain't gonna say no names, but like I was in something. It was like me and like three other teachers. They were just having a conversation. I walk in, sat there. I'm cool. I teach and shit. I'm like, what's up with y'all type shit? And they having a conversation. Like just sat there. They trying to be speaking like secret code and shit. I'm like, I know y'all talking. Y'all talking about old girl. They was like, keep it low type shit. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, our hair was looking kind of weird today.
And that's what I'm
on their planet.
Who used to go? I swear, people did used to come to school and not give a fuck, man. Yeah.
Nah, wearing whole bonnets.
Yeah,
fucking
year.
Pajama pants.
I wore these in school once. No, I wore my slides. Oh, I wore my like my little.
I mean, those slides are cool, especially.
Slides are okay.
It was bedroom slippers. It wasn't slides. I mean, people wear them too, but like
especially back before I could like buy shoes like that. Nigga, I used to wear slides all the time. Fuck it.
Slides.
I feel like you should never wear a bonnet to school.
Nah, that's there's ratchet. No that's ratchet as hell.
They be wearing scarves, bonnets, all types
there's
of
no
shit.
There's no reason to do all that.
Like, it's like me wearing my head condom like to school or something like that, or like a white beater.
There's no reason.
Like day day.
Oh man.
Yeah. I had an accident the other day.
That what?
I'm playing. No, it was another day. But like it was like a couple weeks ago. This shit was kind of crazy. It was like I was trying to fart. Like I said earlier.
Yeah, I was
I don't know why I was forcing it so hard, bro. I was like, I'm gonna get this shit out of here. Like I farted all that. And I was sitting. It was like a little piece, and I was like, now I'm tripping.
Yeah, did you put your finger up your ass?
No. I was like, now I'm tripping. I felt it between my butt cheeks.
I'm telling you, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. Like
it's like mushy.
A mushy like mud butt. That's disgusting, bro. That's the worst thing ever, bro.
I'm tripping.
When you feel your booty cheeks sticking together,
man.
I'm
like, now I'm tripping.
Okay, that has to be a guy thing.
Oh yeah, it's probably guys get mud butt easy. That's why I said it's for a man.
Fuck mud butt. You have a walk butt, nigga.
Walk butt is the worst too.
Walk butt is terrible.
That's terrible.
What?
You ain't never had walk butt.
When your booty hole get all wet
and all moist, like when you walking for a long time.
And I kind of like makes all the juice. Nah, man, it just works up a sweat, and then
it
like
get real moist down there.
That's what I said. And then as a big man too, but you got to make sure, man, you can't be a stinky big nigga. First of all, you can't be fat, black, and ugly. Man. You gotta be, man. Boy, it can't be fat, black, ugly, and stink.
You can't be all four.
You gotta pick your poison. So you definitely going to jail if like someone pulls you
over. Oh yeah, man. Somebody pull me over, bro. They gonna Michael Brown me, bro. Shoot me in the back because they think I'm gonna do something. But I mean, I'm kind of short, so I mean, they might give me a break.
Yeah.
If I was like 6'3" and like the size I am right now and everything like that, they'd blast my ass.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's what I said. I always try to bring that nigga Thad with me somewhere if I'm trying to go somewhere like that. They'll shoot Thad before they
shoot
me.
That was fucked up what you said. I forgot.
Like, wait, I'm not doing anything. What? He got a gun. Shoot him.
I'm like, man. They find. Freaking big black man intimidating.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I said. No, sometimes it's good at like.
He did say something like that. He's like, at least I'm not like the one gonna get shot. He's like, that is. He's just in the front seat.
He's in the front seat. Wait, what's going on? Yeah. He just, excuse me, officer, what's going on? He's got a gun. Just rolls down his window to ask what's going on.
It's like, sir, calm down.
But that is scary, though.
That is a scary man. Like, he's a gentle butterfly. Don't get me wrong.
If you hear it,
but you see this nigga, you see this nigga come up and he has like a resting bitch face or something like that. You gonna think he's trying to kill you?
Oh yeah, like until you hear that nigga speak, it's like,
don't do it. Don't do it. Oh my god,
I'm about to do it. Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh my god. Yeah, but like, yeah, I would have to worry about that. That's why I said sometimes that's the only perk of being short. Mm-hmm. You're not too intimidating. I mean, I'm probably still intimidating to some people.
I mean, you're black. If you're black, then...
I mean, hey, man. Say
that's
man.
Not good nowadays.
I mean, I'd shoot Pablo if I was a cop. Pablo looks kind of scary.
He's not intimidating to me.
Nah, I mean,
if I see him, back when I first met Pablo, I thought he was a bully.
If you didn't know him.
That was weird.
Like, I thought he was going to bully me or something like that. Because he always used to smack shit on my hand. And I was like, damn, bro. I'm really going to have to beat this nigga's ass, bro. Just to, like, prove my dominance over here. Bro.
Yeah, fuck that teacher, bro.
Nigga, chill.
Fucking. Oh, but.
I don't know why there's so many teachers that.
You just dicks, on your case, right? Man. It was a lot of teachers that were just dicks, though.
Nah, they toned them down now. A lot of these teachers are bitches now.
Yeah, I want to actually say that scenario.
What?
All right, it was this one day someone died at Page, and like there's a lot of teachers like, you know, what's it called?
Grieving,
yeah. And I didn't know the person. I was like, oh, it's a regular day kind of, I guess. And my friend was...
Also, this isn't anything recent. Also, no, this was
a long time ago. A very long time ago. Don't even worry about it.
And then my friend, I don't know what we were doing. It was kind of funny, and we started laughing at something. It wasn't anything
Y'all should have knew what would have happened, though. Like, dude, she was crying full-blown tears.
But he was in the hallway. We were just... he was sitting right beside me. We were laughing about something.
Oh, man.
And he was like, you, get out. I was like, what? I didn't do nothing. And she was just so mad.
Did you know that somebody died, though?
I mean, yeah, but...
But, I mean, keep it real. I'm be completely honest. In that situation, I don't know, bro.
I mean, yeah, should I feel like bad?
I mean, if I don't know you, and like, I'm like, for respect go out to like to his or her family. It, like, you're saying there, because like, you know, if I didn't know the person, that's still like a.
Also, you were still in middle school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a student life. But like me, I'm gonna be me around my friends. I ain't finna change my whole demeanor or how I approach the day because y'all niggas sad.
What? I mean, yeah, that's how you put it, but I mean, it's still necessary to have some respect. Yeah. Just because you
don't know respect to them, yeah, but
that's like that's what I'm saying. I'm in class, but
first of all, you shouldn't be laughing like that or joking inside of class.
It was before school even started. That is true.
Because what was that, first period class?
Yes, first period.
All right, I can understand.
Bro, probably you ain't do nothing wrong in that situation.
I was saying, no, you really didn't do anything wrong, but
I see you, bro. See you're lacking.
I tell you what, that shit about it, yeah.
The teacher?
Yeah.
What teacher
was
it?
Oh, we can't even get in.
Yeah, you can't say no.
She's not there no more. She's not there no more?
She works at GDS.
Oh.
Miss Ross?
No.
It's on Ross Lynch.
Whoa.
That nigga from Austin Alley?
Oh, man.
No, hell no.
Oh, man.
Who's Miss Ross?
Miss Ross?
Miss Ross is it?
She was there my freshman year. She was a bitch. Like, everyone hated her.
Yikes. If y'all teachers ever get
y'all niggas are really I don't hear name dropping. Oh my god. If
teachers ever get a hold of this, man, look, bro, I ain't say no names.
I already graduated.
All respect to Mr. Tracy.
And Miss Ross. Shit. She doesn't go there anymore.
You just call her a whole bitch. It's like a bust of respect to Miss Ross.
Oh my god.
I take back what I said.
Dang, that's so crazy. But I guess we might as well get into our final segment. All right. I'm pretty sure everybody's used to it. We always end up doing it, everything like that. But this time we're going back to an old one, which is the Would You Rathers. So who wants to go first?
Pablo had a good one.
I mean, are we only doing one or two?
We're just going to do one.
He's going to do one.
All right. Okay. I'll just say mine. All right. There's two people on this plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
One flying the plane and one you gotta jump out of it.
Yeah.
You have no experiences, like right now, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Would you rather just go skydiving for your first time without knowing anything about the parachute, just putting it on, jumping out? Or would you rather just land the plane?
Without any experience?
Yeah, I don't know now.
So you don't know, so you can pull the wrong button and it fucked up.
Yeah.
You can pull the wrong thing and like the whole thing backpack just fly off. Just like
you didn't even strap it all right. It just flies off
your whole entire back. I think that's the scariest thing ever, brother. Just be free falling. Yeah. Knowing you're gonna die once you hit the ground.
I mean, but in a plane, I feel like you're gonna die either way if you don't know how to fly a plane. I feel like it's more complicated.
I'm gonna say this one more time. If you want to survive any free falling, here's what you do, bro.
Oh my god.
You grab your knees and you start spinning like you about to go to sleep. I'm telling you, you start spinning like Sonic. And I swear you're gonna hit the ground, you're gonna bounce. You're gonna bounce off, you're gonna keep bouncing until you slow down, and you just gotta release your knees and you're good.
Is this factual?
Bruh.
I gotta see this.
Yeah. Bruh. I have to see it to believe it.
It's no video. Like, that's what I'm saying, bruh. If somebody catches on tape, you like, a dude's free falling. He's like, I'm gonna die. Grab your knees.
It's like a sworn secret, like the only the FBI knows. But
FBI. If I can grab your knees, start spinning, you're gonna hit the ground, bounce like Sonic, bro.
What if I land on my back? You got a rubber back?
Yeah, what if you land on your head?
I'm just gonna keep
fucking die.
What's gonna happen is when you're in the air, you're gonna pick up speed when you're spinning, because you're gonna be spinning while you hold your knees. After you pick up speed, it's gonna be like you're gonna be really moving fast.
If you pick up speed, Jesus, that means you hit the ground faster.
Oh shit, dude, this nigga Travis Scott about to have a concert in a few.
On Fortnite?
Yeah, we might. I'm gonna go in there and watch that.
Hey,
Travis Scott gonna tee up. No. We're gonna wrap it up here.
And Travis Scott will be on about to be on Fortnite, fucking Astroworld and shit.
You already know.
So it's just you and Jamel, man. Trade just off. On a plane.
Yeah. Oh man.
One has a lander, one has a
What the fuck happened to the pilot?
Yeah, that's the good question.
First off,
nigga hit turbulence and broke his neck.
Like what did that happen? Like
better be fucked up, like in it. Nigga hit turbulence like, hey, we're having a little bit of
Like you just saw he just died and the things start going down. Like,
dude, that'll fuck me up, like, man.
Bro, God. Oh my God.
First of all, where are we under?
How high?
Where are you kind of under?
Like I'll be scared. Like I probably wouldn't jump out. I probably
New York.
All right, yeah, I'll do it.
No, New York. That's too
it's
much.
It's like Iraq.
It's ooh. Like all sand though. You're not gonna land in any water.
Sheesh.
What about here? It was here.
Yeah.
Okay. I can land here.
There's a lot of more trees.
You know? So you're landing the plane.
Yeah, I'll try to land it.
I'll definitely jump out of it. You have a higher chance of living.
Honestly, I just hop behind the seat because usually, like, the people that
just
like, under the seat and stuff, like, just under the seat, you'll probably survive.
But when it crashes, it's gonna catch on fire, most likely.
I gotta get the fuck out. Here's what you gotta do, bro. You're gonna find the closest body of water, right? And just fly that bitch over it.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking about doing.
Just too. Nose down, yeah, like,
because no, but you gotta try to even the plane out and try to just find some water and just turn. Because yeah. You're not gonna be able to land that motherfucker already. Because you don't know what the fuck the buttons mean. You just know the thing moves it. So you got, after you get above the water, get a little low. Try to like nose dive a little bit, get a little low, then jump out.
Yeah, that's
all right. See, there's only one thing about that when it comes to me. I can't fucking swim.
I can't fucking swim.
I would rather die.
I'd rather try to find some like niggas in the ocean swimming, playing around and shit. Like, that type of shit. I try to get in that bitch.
You're gonna kill so many fucking people. You're gonna wipe out like something. And you say like that, so what the fuck is that? Just jumping out.
Fucking fucking plane is like, I'm like, oh shit.
Just wipe out almost everybody just to get inside of a shallow body of water.
I fly to the beach and like, it hits so many hotels and shit.
Oh my.
I'm like, no. It wasn't on purpose. I promise.
Man, this nigga done wiped out the whole Myrtle Beach population, bro. All these niggas are tourists.
Whereas, like, I ain't even know. So I made it. I'm alive. I just turn around. Everybody's like,
oh shit,
like, bro. I'm going to jail.
I was like, bro. I really wasn't trying. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what was going on.
I just see water, bro, and I jump.
Oh,
I
probably
because when I flew to Atlanta, landing is just so crazy.
Man,
like you got to get real low, and you're still going like kind of fast. Then until like you're really on the ground, then everything just starts shaking, and then like the wheels come out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and there's so many buttons like in the cockpit.
It's a bunch of the plane.
That'd be the biggest thing in stopping it. You can guide it all you want to, but how do you
Don't the wheels got like brakes in them or something?
Yeah,
they got parachutes, I think.
The wheels?
Yeah, it's the,
I swear to God.
Damn, I would just try to land as softly as I can and just. Yeah. I would guess fucking call for some help.
I mean, I'll get
like, what if you had the radio on, though?
Yeah, see, if you had the radio on, you could call.
I would try to tell them that, like, but I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'll be there in a sec.
I was like, nigga, what?
I don't have a sec. What do you mean?
It's like, because everything, like, all the coronas going on. I was like, nigga, with the limited staff, we can only. I'm like, nigga, what?
It's like, what limited?
Limited staff, nigga?
You're really limited staff. You're going to bring your ass out here. What the fuck?
So they try to point you through it, but I'm fucking so bad with like you know directions and that type of instinct. So I press the red button. That's the ejector button. Don't do that.
What you just said? Like, all right, follow my instructions. You're gonna pull the green lever. Now press the red button. You fucking press a blue button. It's like, oh, it's like damn it.
The luggage just starts falling. Like,
all right, well we can still clear that one up right there, but you gotta listen to me real carefully.
Like, okay. You press the orange button to fuck like, everything. The plane just falls apart.
The wing just falls. See like three, both of the engines blow out. You start like everything just like stands still, just falling straight down.
He's like, oh, it's like dude on the plane. I don't know how you got in this predicament, but
yeah, look, young fella, bro.
So are all of y'all landing the plane?
I'm definitely landing the plane.
I'll land the plane.
Right, if I go for parachute, no cap.
Are you gonna do your knee thing?
Yeah, knees and just.
That's if the parachute goes away, because you said we have to try to figure it out.
Yeah,
so that's like a 50-50 right there.
Yeah,
that is true.
The plane, yeah, the plane. That's like a 25-75, like,
yeah.
Probably not even that.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not that hard to drive a plane.
There's just so many buttons.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Stressful buttons,
yeah,
it
would.
Easier to fuck it up than a parachute.
Honestly.
All right, so yeah, I'm going with parachute.
Yeah, I'm going with parachute.
I guess I do parachute.
Parachute.
Damn. All right, so I guess I got mine.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm scared of heights. Like,
Oh, I'm scared of heights too. But RRCC.
If I see that, I'm.
That's what I said. I was like that. I'm not afraid of heights, but I am afraid of heights. Like, if you ever go to an amusement park with me or something like that, and it's like a crazy roller coaster, I'll get on the roller coaster, but I'll pass out.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's gonna be more scary for the person riding me because I'm fine. But I'm just.
I'll just be
fucking passing out. Like, I don't mind getting on anything. I'm not scared to get on anything.
I just feel like it's dangerous to fall asleep. Like,
yeah, exactly. I feel like that is too. Because, like, my nigga, like, just neck just whipping and shit like that.
And shit, like, oh, damn.
Right. Fucking crazy. Are you going with yours?
Yeah, I got mine. All right so basically, you're stranded on the beach, right? Yep. Oh, not the beach. You're stranded on the island.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and somebody else.
Yeah.
You got resources that last you about 2 weeks.
That's a good, decent amount of time.
So, it's a week and a half left, and y'all run low on supplies already.
Yeah.
So, yada, yada, yada. 2 weeks pass. All right, so it's a couple of days after the 2 weeks. Y'all out of resources. So, y'all got one flare, and, you know, nigga, he looking, like, the person you with looking kind of weak, and you're hungry.
Oh, man.
So, you got two options. Would you rather shoot the flare and hopefully somebody can, like, come? Or would you eat that person and then, like, just try to, like, save them until, like, actually, like, somebody comes? Like,
you know. I feel like I could go to jail for that.
Cannibalism?
Can I?
But, like...
But, I mean, you're taking on international grounds. I mean, shit, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, honestly, I'm gonna just lie. I'm like, hey, you told me to eat them, bro.
I mean, honestly,
you gotta do. I make fucking ribs and everything with this nigga.
I mean,
but do you know how hard it would be to actually eat a person? Skin them?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you. I mean, you don't skin. Have to. I guess.
I shave them.
Yeah, you have to shave them. How would you shave them? How would you skin them?
So basically, what I do is I get a sea rock, and like I sharpen it, you know, and then I just like try to
shave them.
Give them a close shave, you know. Yeah.
I'm gonna
make this nigga completely bald.
Which part of them are you gonna eat first though?
I'm gonna go for my leg meat.
The leg.
I'm like, I eat some tendons first.
Maybe some ribs after.
Yeah.
No. I eat the good parts. I'm gonna eat the ass first, bro.
Okay.
Just gonna cut his butt cheeks off. Dude.
Yeah, that's the most fat right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat in there. I don't think I want so much fat.
No, I'm gonna try to circle.
And then there's muscle too.
That's what I'm saying. There's some muscle. I'm gonna try to bite this in.
I'll probably do both. I'll try to do the first thing first. And I mean, if shit don't show up, then hey.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it, man. Right, we're gonna make it. And get my barbecue sauce prepared.
Make some fucking fresh barbecue.
Make some barbecue sauce. Like, yeah, man. We're gonna make it either, bro. We're gonna make it.
All right, let me twist this up real quick.
This is good. Hey, try this real quick. This is pretty good right here. You wanna be marinated in this?
So let me twist this up real quick. All right. So what if you did? You try to attack him, pulls out a knife.
Oh man!
He's like, what did you have that?
He's like, oh.
He's like, oh, you thought shit was sweet? No, I'm finna eat you, nigga.
Oh man!
I'm like, damn.
Bro. But he is a little weak, so I mean, I'll just try to outmaneuver, man.
Like he's shaking. He got Parkinson's. And she's like,
get away from me!
I'm gonna eat you. It's like, oh, word.
A word, Shane.
If we can get a rock, it's like, all right, let's see who wins this one. Hit that nigga like.
It was like the clunk set off like the old cartoons, like thwink. I'd be weak as hell, bro.
Damn.
So I'll probably shoot that flare, man. I try my hardest not to do cannibalism.
Yeah, I'll shoot the flare.
Shooting that flare.
All right, well, mine's very inappropriate then. Oh, man, y'all's are actually pretty good survival-wise. Mine's
one, so yours has to be the strongest one.
Oh, man. Would you rather have sex with your girlfriend who is trapped in your mom's body or have sex with your mom who is trapped in your girlfriend's body? I told you it wasn't the best one. If I would have knew what type of theme we were going for, I would have did that. I ain't know we were going for survival.
Look at his face, bro. His shit's so confused.
Bro, that's...
I mean, it's going to be messed up either way.
Yeah.
Because, like, peep game, because, like, if you're having sex with your mom or your girlfriend and your mom's body, that's just your mom.
Oh, dude, just imagine that just makes my meat
That's
soft.
Your mom. And, that's like, but, mother. Like, it has the consciousness of your girl, so it's like she going to act like, oh, damn, baby, you got me so hot right now.
No! I couldn't do it.
You got me so hot right now.
I'd have to kill myself.
Yeah, I mean...
But if it's... your girlfriend's body, but it's your
like
mom.
I know this sounds weird, like weird that I'm about to say, but imagine your mom just looking back while you're giving it a bath. Ah! You like this shit, daddy? No. You like this shit, daddy?
No.
Yeah, give it to me.
No.
And even when it's back to normal, your mom's gonna remember what you were doing to her. So it's either way, it's gonna be messed up.
It's gonna be fucked up. You can't decide. Wait, right, well, I'll try to make this a little easy. Would you rather
die?
No.
Honestly,
this, all right. Would you rather be with a girl who's has the face of Pop Smoke, but the body of like? The face of Pop Smoke, but the body of like one of the baddest porn stars you could ever think about. Or would you rather date an average chick that has DMX's voice?
Yeah. And you in the bed,
dog.
You in the bed. You in the bedroom. Oh, he fucking me up, dog.
I'm like, oh man. Yeah,
come on, bro.
I feel like this Pop Smoke's face. You can work around that.
Pop Smoke kind of.
Yeah, Pop Smoke isn't that bad.
I don't know why I was thinking about Nipsey for a sec.
Oh man, come on now.
I'll say Pop Smoke died about too. What you mean?
I said, yeah, love that shit.
Yeah, I was like with the beard and everything. I was like, oh man.
Bro, and the Pop Smoke facial hair is kind of weird. Like, yeah. Dude, she got facial hair too.
Yeah.
I don't.
She got the whole. She had the whole face. And the braids, whole face.
The braids too.
Sounds regular. Sounds like Desire.
But just
Pop Smoke face. Anybody who you want's body.
I don't know what Pop Smoke looks like.
I got you.
Look at
No. Don't even show me. I'll pick Pop Smoke.
Oh my god.
Are you sure about that?
I'd rather have the bad girl that sounds like DMX. No cap.
Wait, no. You said average.
Average. But average isn't bad. Average,
all right. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, you can work around that too. Just tell her to be quiet all the time.
Oh man. She out here throwing ad libs.
Mama.
You got the wrong artist.
That was definitely not DMX.
This is DMX.
That quick acting like the truth was gone. I didn't say I deal with
it. Yeah, no. You can't work around that.
Yeah, I can't work around this. I don't know.
This is possible.
He's not that bad though. I mean, but on a
he's gotta. I mean, no, R.P. to Pop Smoke, man. That's that nigga right there. Pop Smoke got a strong face though.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can have that on my woman.
Got a strong body. That
yeah, that nigga. Like at least I didn't say like you.
Body of Pop Smoke.
Body Pop Smoke.
That nigga kind of big. That
kind of.
Pop Smoke's body
Pop Smoke.
In a girl's face.
Baby, welcome to the party. I'm tomorrow the same.
So what y'all choosing?
Pop Smoke face,
man.
I'd say that. See, he's a smart bad. Move.
Yeah, Fox One Face.
But dang, I wouldn't mind making fire track with the girl that sound like DMX though. Honestly. Throwing in ad libs.
Yeah.
Arr! And like, baby, get on this track real quick.
I got you, babe.
Oh man. You got one before we try to wrap it up?
No, I can't think of one. Maybe next time.
Oh damn.
Next time.
I can't think of a good one.
Damn. So. All right. Damn. Well. That's another one episode of the 720 podcast. Thank y'all for joining us today. Thank you to our special guest Desire.
I'm glad you can make it.
I'm glad you can make it. And other than that, you guys have a great day. You guys be safe. Stay 6 feet apart. Coronavirus. Wash your hands and shit like that.
Are we 6 feet apart?
No, we're like 4 feet apart.
Oh shit.
You're
supposed to lie.
I beg to differ.
Oh yeah, we're definitely 6 feet apart then.
She's not lying, but we're definitely 6 feet apart.
I got the tape measure.
Come on.
Go get it out then. Me and you were like 2 feet apart.
Whoa.
That's it. Damn. All right. So other than that, you guys have a great day, like I said. And yeah, thank y'all for joining the 720 podcast.
All right, everybody.